said. If I had been younger, I would have cried, crushed by her words. But in the last couple of years, I'd become much tougher. So what, I thought, acting as if I hadn't heard her. I don't care what you think of me anymore. I thought you might get prettier when you became a teenager, but I do believe you're even uglier than before. She paused, took a long drink of her coffee, allowing enough time for what she'd said to really sink in. Honestly, I feel sorry for you because I don't know how you're gonna make it on your own. I mean, I always had men standing in line to take care of me, but with your face, I doubt you'll be able to find anyone. Sliding the knife blade under the peel of a fresh potato, I tried to imagine her at 13. A bubbly cheerleader with a head full of shiny red curls and perfect skin. It was a stretch. She had gained about 30 pounds in the last year or so, and her hair was brassy and brittle from constant bleaching. The scar from her accident, deep and severe, slashed across her cheek like a lightning bolt. For several minutes, she went on walking and talking, and I continued to ignore her. Every so often, I caught a glimpse of her as she passed, but I didn't hear a word she was saying. The only sound I allowed into my head was the knife scraping across the potatoes. When I had finished, and there was a mountain of paper-thin peelings in front of me, Mama snatched up the pan filled with creamy, spotless potatoes. "Now pick up the papers and put them in the trash," she said. "I have another chore for you to do." She pulled a brown paper grocery bag from a cabinet drawer and motioned for me to follow her into the family room. With her finger, she drew a series of small circles in the air above an area of the floor littered with crumpled potato chips. "I want you to pick up all the crumbs on the carpet in here, and don't stop until this whole room is clean." She handed me the paper bag, and I nodded my head as if I understood her, but I didn't. I had never understood why she made me use my fingers to pick up specks of dirt and food crumbs from the floor when she had a perfectly good vacuum cleaner. On her way back to the kitchen, she stopped in the hallway. "On second thought, start there," she said, pointing in the direction of the back door where there were dirt clods and mud ground into the carpet, "and then work your way up the hall into the family room." I trudged down the hall, dragging the paper bag beside me. When I came to the top of the steps leading to the door, I sat and stared at the dirty carpet, wondering where Daddy and the boys had gone, wishing I were with them. About 10 minutes later, Mama came back to check on my progress and found me sitting down on the job. "What in the hell do you think you're doing?" she asked, her voice reflecting disbelief more than anger. Had it been a year, a month, or even a few days earlier, I would have been terrified of what she might do to me for disobeying her. I would have dropped to my knees and started picking up crumbs, scratching mud. But on this day, something was different. This day, I didn't budge when I heard her coming. "Answer me," she shouted. I didn't turn around. Suddenly, I heard the rapid pounding of her feet against the floor behind me. "Answer me," she shouted again. But this time, with her words, came the blunt force of her foot in the small of my back. I felt a hot pain in my kidney. "I said, answer me, damn it!" Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her cock her leg back to kick me again. But before she could deliver the blow, I sprang to my feet, grabbed her by one of her wrists, and dug my fingers into the soft flesh of the underside of her forearm. Looking down into her eyes, I tried to decipher what she was feeling from a facial expression I'd never before seen. I had known my Mama at her darkest time, in her deepest pain, and certainly I'd witnessed her anger again and again. But never under the safety of Daddy's 6-foot-7-inch wingspan had I known her to be afraid. "My name is Tuesday, Mama," I said, twisting her arm slightly. "Say my name. Say it. Say Tuesday." The words had come out of my mouth, and yet the voice I heard, full of vengeance and bitterness, sounded strangely foreign to my ears. One part of me was entirely detached from what was happening, as if I were watching some mean, crazed intruder hurting my Mama. At the same time, another part was well aware of what I was doing, of every detail of the instant, the blood rushing through my head.